Welcome to Shomar Shavuot. The Daf Shir is sponsored by Nishma Sarim Beyakov Shalom Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Nun, beginning of Perek Chamishi, Perek Acholil, and the Gemara in Amud Beis speaks about the Simcha of Sukkahs. And the Gemara says two ways that are called either Simchas Beis Hashereivo or Simchas Beis Hachashuvo. And Tosfos points out, he brings the Yerushalmi that says, why is it called Simchas Beis Hashereivo? Sheva Loshon, drawing, you draw out things. What are you drawing in Simchas Beis Hashereivo? Says the Yerushalmi, Shibisham Shri'avim Ruach HaKodesh, you're able to get Ruach HaKodesh over there. And Tosfos continues to quote, Shashchina Shoiro Mitoich Simcha. Shechina comes, the Ashras Shechina comes, when a person is in happiness. And Yerushalmi continues to say, the Yoine Ben Amitai, the Navi, became a Navi from the Ruach HaKodesh that he drew from Simchas Beis Hashereivo, from the happiness that came over there. Rav Yosef Eibeshitz in Yaris Tavash says, based on this Gemara, that what do you see from here? The ultimate shleimus, the ultimate completion of Adam, as the sulam, the ladder of Rav Pinchas Ben Yari puts, is ultimately to get to Ruach HaKodesh. And when does a person get to Ruach HaKodesh? When he is a besimcha shel mitzvah, as we have in Sichas Beis Hashereivo. Says Rav Yosef Eibeshitz, Dover Nifla, the philosophers, Aristo v'Chaveirov, they all believed that the completion, the highest level a person can get to, is through seichel. When you think, when you misboinen, when you try to analyze things, you use your mind, you get to the ultimate shleimus. So therefore they denied nevuah in Ruach HaKodesh, because they said, look at us. We're such big philosophers. We're able to dive in to such depth, and we're not getting to Ruach HaKodesh and nevuah. But they didn't realize that the ultimate Ruach HaKodesh and nevuah comes to a person who's complete not only from his seichel and his spirituality, but it has to come through the physical actions as well. The physical actions, when a person does a mitzvah, uses his body connects to his seichel, to his mind, that's when he gets the completion. Only in Simchas Beis Hashereivo, where they are dancing, and there was a simcha of mitzvah, of physical simcha of a simcha shel mitzvah, but the body was joining the seichel, that's when you get the Ruach HaKodesh. It needs to be a combination of completion of mind and body. And this connects beautifully with how the Maharal speaks about Simcha. Today is Chai Elul, is the Yotzer of the Maharal. And the Maharal in Sfarim says in several places the idea. The idea of Simcha is when you have a Shleimus of the world. Explain, that's why the Regalim, Yom Tov, is a time of Simcha. Because each one of them comes at a time of Shleimus, when the world comes to completion. We have the time of Aviv, of Katzir, of Asif, when the world is being built, being continued, being established. That's why it's a time of Simcha, when the outside world is complete. And the Maharal tells us in the Erechaim, it says that the Torah is nikna only with Simcha. Explains the Maharal that the only way to a person to really kani Torah is if he is Shalem, is complete. And complete means that he has Simcha. And Simcha is the Shleimus outside of the world. Maharal says in several places that obviously a Shleimus of Adam, a person, is not complete when he has a physical Shleimus. It needs to be the mitzvah. It needs to be that his body is joining his soul to do a mitzvah. That's when he's complete, both body and soul, both Seichel and Guf. But when you get to that, that is the Shleimus. And I add to that what my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zitzel used to say, that the idea of Simcha is when a person has more existence in the world. When a person gets married, a person has a child, that brings out Simcha. Because a person has, as the Loshon Maharal, more Havaya, more existence. The more existence you have, the more Shleimus you have in the world, the more Simcha comes out. So says the Rebbe Yosef Eibeshitz, comes out from the Maharal. This Gemara is telling us, Simcha's Beis Hashereivo, says the Yerushalmi, you get Ruach HaKodesh Simcha's Hashereivo, because you have a time of Simcha. The Simcha is always when the body joins the soul, joins the Neshama together. That's when you have the Shleimus. And this is just a point, just was discussing with somebody that was listening to the Shir, that it's clear that every one of the G'dayle Olam in the world had Simcha. Even the biggest Litvak was B'Simcha G'dayle, because you can't be koinet Torah fully without Simcha. And I'll add what my father Shlit always says, that the Vilna Goyen was Nifter, when did he pass away? On Sukkis Zman Simchaseinu. Well, the Baal Shem Tov was Nifter on Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. to tell you, to teach you. You think the Baal Shem Tov is a Simcha Yid, and the Vilna Gaon is a Toya Yid, and these two things are divided or not the same. Sheno the ha beloy ha loy shayach. You can't be a real Simcha without Toyro, and you can't be a real Toyro without Simcha. The Gaon belongs to Sukkos, the Baal Shem Tov belongs to Shavuos. The expression of Toyro and existence in the world comes through the combination of body and soul. That's how the Torah HaKadosh comes, when the body is besimcha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.